Give a smile. Give a smile. Telling Hashem to give a smile. Look how your children love you. And tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give a smile. Look at your children. They want to learn Torah. They want to learn your Torah. Hashem is praised that he has such a nation. Look what a sweet nation you have. We want to get close to you. Look how sweet they are. Big smile. Chocolates, we're all chocolates. All sweets. All sweets. Yeshiva of sweets. Candies, we're all candies. Each one has. I just saw, you know what a candy I just saw? I just saw a good candy. Hashem, give a smile. I told you about the will. It says that someone who breaks Tavat Achila, he merits a nice apartment. Someone eats, he has to eat only with his mouth. And with his heart, he just has to desire Hashem. I just want you. I just want to get close to you. I just want you, Hashem. I just want to know your Torah. He loves Hashem. What does that mean? What's a taiva? Taiva is a will. I don't want the food. I need to eat. Hashem made a decree that a human needs to eat. I mean, you made a decree. I have time to eat. It's a waste of time to eat. But Hashem decreed that we have to eat. Certain tikkunim there is to do when you're eating the food. We're doing whatever you want, Hashem. But the will is only you, Hashem. Only you. Listen carefully. Yesterday I spoke to you, and I'm repeating the thing again. Hashem caused me to understand, to reveal to you the secret of free choice. A person should realize and live this. The secret of free choice. Literally. What's the secret of that all they want from you is just to want, to desire. That's all I want Hashem wants from you, to desire, to want. To put it into your heart and go over and over and pray. Hashem, let me know that all you want from me is just to pray. Just to want. Just to want. No one could touch your will. Even if someone stands with a gun to your head. With a gun to your head. How do you say, I don't want to learn something? So you must say, he puts a gun to your head, so you're saying, fine, I don't want to learn. Say, but in your heart, you want to learn. You cannot take your will away. No one can take your will. From this I understood, what's the man? The man is his will. The will and the power of will that he has, that's the man. That's the secret of free choice. They want you. From Shamayim, they want you to have a free choice to want. They could tie you up, they could have a gun to your head, your wife could stand in front of the door and not let you go, everything. It's fine, that's Hashem. You just have to want. I just want to want Hashem, I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. I just want to cleave to Hashem. Oh, I don't want to cleave to the food, I want to cleave to you, Hashem. Everyone has to teach himself the correct thoughts when he's eating. Think about Torah, think about Hashem. Mouth is eating, but the brain is totally devoted to Hashem, totally connected to Hashem. When you're laying in your bed, I don't want to sleep, Hashem. I just want you. I just want you. I have to sleep. I just want to cleave to you. I just want to connect to you. I don't want to cleave to my pillow. If you'll put me to sleep at the end, fine. I'll fall asleep, but I'm going to fall asleep with my will to you, not with the will to sleep. But when someone goes to sleep with the will to sleep, it'll be very hard for him to get up. Whatever you want, we'll give you from Shamayim. You want to sleep? Fine. Sleep. No, I don't want to sleep. I want to cleave to you. Hashem, that's every once in a while. First time to sleep. When someone goes to sleep with will and desire to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how he gets up. The general will that a person has to have is, I want to cleave to you all the time. That's the general cleaving, that general will a person has to have. I want through your mitzvah, through the Torah, through the eating, through everything. You can learn Torah. Most people, they learn Torah without connecting to Hashem. They daven without connecting to Hashem. The will is the glue that glues you to Hashem. The will. It's the pipe that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The will. That's the secret of free choice. To want. I learned the Parsha Shavua, something really special. Esav. From his mother's womb, he was completely bad. 100% bad. He had a free choice? No, he had no free choice. Of course, according to Arizal, they're not going into why is it that Esav is completely bad. It's a simple explanation, but it's not nothing to do with us right now. What's the pshat? It's a simple explanation. Avraham Avinu, he was born from from the Rabbi Terach. He was the Rabbi of Avodah Zarah. So there was something a little bit bad that's connected to him, even though he completely connected completely to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We wish we would connect to Hashem like Avraham Avinu connected to Hashem. Even though, with all of that, there's something still. And therefore, he had Ishmael. That's the bad that he had in him, went in Ishmael. Also, Sarah Imenu was a very, very holy lady. I had a chiddush on this. According to Chatam Sofer, it's a chiddush about Sarah Imenu. She was like 100, like 20, it says. I said the opposite. I learned from the Chasam Sefer the point, and Hashem helped me too. She was 100 years old. She just wanted Hashem. She just wanted Hashem when she was 100 years old. Until 100, maybe sometimes she had some wills. But when she was 100, she just wanted Hashem. She was 20, she was like 7, right? Like Rabbeinu, when he was 7, he already put together, he wrote the Sefer Amidot. It all depends on the will. Right, when she was 20, she was like as if she was 100. She just wanted Hashem completely. And now that the desires are burning in a person's body, let's see him now desire just Hashem, just one Hashem. So Esav was born from Yitzchak, and Yitzchak also still had in him something a little bit bad. Also Rivka, after all, she was the Holy of Holies, but something from her tati, from her birth, from Lavan, and it all went out by Esav. And Yaakov was completely clean. It's a simple explanation. According to the Ari, not going deeply into it. Esav was completely bad. He's still in the womb, he wanted to come out and worship Avodah
Zarah.
We see in the parasha, he wanted the blessing of Yitzchak so badly. He wanted it. He did such efforts, such will to get the brachas. Of course, he ran and he went to hunt whatever his father told him in order to get the bracha. Rabbi Arapian says Esav was a Rasha, but he had a good head. That's why his head is buried in Ma'ad Machpelah. He knew what the bracha is, so they put his head in Ma'ad. He knew what the bracha of Yitzchak is worth. Bracha of Yitzchak. Every word, that's what it's going to be. So we see, as much as he was bad, 100% bad. He's selfish. So according to the Kabbalah, that the will is in the Keter. Keter is the highest sphere. And there's three dots. Top and the bottom. Will. Emuna. And pleasure. It all depends on will. Emunah says, I believe in Hashem. Who's Hashem? Hashem has a certain will. If you believe in Hashem, you believe that there's just a power above. It's shtuyot, it's nonsense. Believe in Hashem. Hashem has a will. He wants from you something, right? Therefore, emunah and will is one thing. If you believe in Hashem, it has will. So you're the creature. You have to do what the Creator asks you. What's oneg? Oneg is pleasure. Will is a result of pleasure. Esav saw the pleasure that he will have, right, from the brachas of Yitzchak. So he wanted it. Will, desire, arouses through pleasure, thinking about your own interest, thinking about what you're going to gain out of it. So he really wanted it. Therefore, from Shammai, they made a decree that he won't take the bracha. Yitzchak was raised together with Ishmael, he would have gone back. Therefore, they sent Ishmael away.
Hashem.
Right. Hashem told him to throw him away, throw Ishmael away. If not, he would have gone. Whatever Sarah said, you have to do. She was right. Because if Yitzchak would have grown up together with Ishmael, he would have influenced him, he would have gone down. Made a decree, whatever Sarah says, Rivka saved us from Esav. Yaakov received the blessings because of Rivka. She caused it to happen. So we said that Esav, he saw the importance of the bracha, the blessing. After he did not get the bracha, he screamed the loudest scream that ever was in the world. It says in the pasuk, "Zakai dalam marad meod," the most bitter cry. Why? He's very sorry about the loss that he lost. What do we see from here? We see. If I already mentioned pleasure in emuna, the most real pleasure a person could have is to want Hashem. When he wants Hashem, that's a real pleasure a person can have. Esav, he had pleasure. He knew the importance of the bracha, but it wasn't in order to cleave to Hashem. He wanted it for his own interest. He understood that when they give me a bracha, I'll be rich, I'll be this, I'll be that. I'll be a king. Right, I'll rule over the world. Right, he wants kingdom, he wants honor, he wants money. All the taivas. That's the pleasure he sought to have from the blessing. All three dots that we said, they're all one. The will, the emunah, and the pleasure. It's all one. You see that he cried the loudest cry in the world, ever. So from Esav I learned that when a man clarifies for himself what he's going to gain through wanting, then he'll want it. You understand what he gains. If I do this, I'll gain so much, he'll start wanting it. We see from Esav, because he wanted so much the bracha. A person will clarify himself, what's the importance of guarding your eyes, of learning Torah, learning the Gemara, learning the Halacha, whatever it is. He'll show it himself, write it down, look it up. That's what Rabbeinu merited. He was 7-8 years old. He already understood that. It says by Sari Meina that she was 20, she was like 100. Anyway, she was Rabbeinu, when he was 7, he understood you have to want Hashem. How am I going to make my will stronger? I'll write to myself what I can gain from all of these things. How important it is, the emunah, how important it is to move away from bad things. How could I gain? What I gain from it? What I lose from it? And then a person gets will. To reach this level, to reach this midah. Rabbeinu, when he was seven, he knew that you need to awake the will, arouse the will in a person. Le'aminu was able to cry endless for years and years. He cried every time she used to go to the junction to hear stuff about Esav, how bad he is, and to she cried more that she doesn't want to fall to him. That's why I told you to learn every day Briti Shalom. Why? To awaken the will. To arouse the will. Hashem blessed me that I brought down this great light for you guys. And then another page. You arouse your will. You do. You come to the half an hour, you build it on Shema Tainai. You have will, so you can pray. Slowly, it clarifies in your head what you gain, what you lose. What Esav did not know, it's a mistake of all of us. He didn't believe in himself. He believed in the bracha of Esav. He did not believe in himself. If we believe that also the bracha that he received at the end will bring him to great things, he can bless himself. Bless yourself. Put your hands on your head and bless yourself. Stand for an hour a day and bless yourself. Say Mishaberach and bless yourself. He didn't believe in his own bracha. The bracha of the Rav, he believes. His own bracha, he doesn't believe. You're Yitzchak. Every word is a word. But also your own bracha. If you believe in yourself, believe in your wills and your desires, half an hour a day, you daven about something, so you will be able to reach high achievements in life. So after all, also the bracha of Yitzchak, if a person doesn't have vessels to receive the light, Yitzchak gave a bracha. The person doesn't have vessels to receive this light, he won't be able to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decree. He said, all of each and everyone else will be a tzaddik, will be a genius, will learn everything. We'll have the best children, we'll have the best wife, everything. But we don't have vessels to receive the light. We don't have the vessels. You have to create vessels. You don't have vessels. And if you already build a little bit of vessels, you destroy them. There's nothing that destroys your vessels of prayer more than blemishing in the eyes. Why? Hashem blessed me to understand. What does Hashem want from you? Will, also the Yetzirah wants from you only one thing, your will. The Yetzirah also learned Briti Shalom, he learned all my writings. He learned it already before. He's still learning them. The Yetzirah gives a lot of chidushim on my stuff. Just want. Don't do an aver, just want. The main Yetzirah says in the Zohar is in the eyes. Now it's understood. I see the heart desires. There's nothing that causes a person for desire more than the eyes. The heart to desire more than the eyes. It says in the Zohar, the main Yetzirah, that goes into a man is through his eyes. Why? It's his will. He wants the Avera. When a person will daven about this half an hour a day, slowly this foolishness will leave him. He's an idiot. He sees a doll in the store, right? Dressed with some clothing. It's a doll. He sees a picture, flat, two dimensions. And she died 500 years ago. It's imagination. It's the power of imagination. Right. And he has all kinds of bad desires and bad ones. The person will daven for this half an hour a day. When he sees a woman, he will take a lot of time of work. But he sees a woman, he has no desire to her. It's like a picture. A picture is walking in the street, so what? I don't want to know her. I don't want any connection with her. It's just imaginations. You have to understand that the cure of this half an hour a day, Briti Shalom, is the curing of your Befuat HaNefesh, mental situations. A person who looks at women, he's sick in his head? He's mentally ill. It's a mental illness. It's mental illness. It's an imagination. A person, Rabbeinu, there was a shawl of his daughter hanging or something. He told his daughter to take it away. My students are going to come, they might see. And you don't do the half an hour, you. Half an hour every single day. Hashem, please, nullify for me, cure me. I don't want that. Not that I don't want to desire this lady. I don't want to even know she exists. I want it to be like, you see a pole, you desire the pole. No, same thing. A pillar. I don't want to desire what it belongs to me. I don't want, what does it got to do with me? I want to, we have to nullify the taiva from its source, from its roots. That's what the Yetzirah only wants one thing. He wants you to want. On the one hand, he puts in you bad wills, which is the bad will for bad things. On the other hand, he weakens the good wills that one has. Yetzirah doesn't want the sin, he wants you to stop wanting. It's I want you to stop fighting. What's the despair after doing an avera? Stop wanting to do good. He tells you, look, you did an avera, you see, this is really what you want. Hashem doesn't love you, he didn't help you. He put you into sadness, into despair. Don't stop wanting. Stop wanting to go forward. And the main thing is the will. And the will is the free choice. Whatever happens, happens, and I only want Hashem. I only want to cleave Hashem. That's how I don't have success. It's something else. It's a different calculation. I'll do the Kadosh Baruch Hu later, but I want Hashem. That's the secret of Bechira. Right, it's true. It's not going for me. I fell 100 times. Fine. First time we come to heaven, we'll ask him, why didn't you do so and so? I couldn't. So, right, my wife, my this. Why didn't you want to ask him? On the will, no one has excuses. The judgment upstairs will be only about the will. What do we say? One of the 13
principles
of Emunah. Shem Baruch, he did, he does, and he will do. So they won't judge me for that. The doing doesn't belong to us. Doesn't have to do with us. But will doesn't have to do with us. And for the judgment, the Shemayim will be about the will. So I looked at, where's the Chazal? I made it up. Where is it? And I found the Chazal that supports what I'm saying. They tied you, they put a gun to your head. Even if they put a gun to your head, like I said before. In your heart, you want Hashem? Yeah, I want to learn. I want Hashem. No, could anyone? No one could touch your will. That's you. It's free. Free will. The will is free. No one could control your will. The Yetzer Hara, that's what he tries to do, to control your will. That's all he tries to do. And the job of the tzaddik is to arouse your Ratzon. The Yetzer Hara is to make your Ratzon sleep, and the tzaddik causes the Ratzon to arouse. So first of all, Chazal teaches us if a person wants something, wants to do a mitzvah, and he couldn't do it, he thought to do the mitzvah. We're on Shabbos. It's as if he did it. The Gemara says explicitly, it's as if he did it. And the chiddush nikuta lachot. The person wants a mitzvah, and he cannot do it. He cannot. It's impossible for him to do it. He wants to go to Uman. He's in jail. He's in jail. He wants to go to Uman. He could go to Uman. He can't go to Uman. But he wants. He desires. He gets light from that mitzvah that he cannot do. He gets the same dusha of that mitzvah that he can't do. He gets all of the fixings that he could get just because he wants. Not only Shemayim, it's written that he did it. He gets the same light, same Kedusha, the same holiness. He gets them even though he did not do it. Because he can't do it. Not that he can't, he doesn't have money. He can't, he's tied up somewhere. And there's certain miniot that even if he wants so strongly, he'll break off all the miniot. Right? His father is stopping him from going, his wife is stopping him to go from going. It's not like jail. And also that could be. And suddenly the president could come and give him a, what's it called? They let him out of jail.
Pardon.
Pardon, yeah. Hashem has ways. Hashem could put it in the heart of the president to pardon a few prisoners, and he will be one of them. Even though Let's say even if he won't be able to go to Uman at the end, he will get all the light that he, as if he got, if he desired very strong. Which I learned this. Which Chazal I learned this. That the judgment will be only about the will. I already learned this, but now the puzzle is together. So before it was a few things that I learned separately, now I put it together. They're making a joke now. This stupid guy was putting together a puzzle. After ten hours, he finished. He said 7 years. He said 7 years. It took him only 10 hours. The puzzle up to 7 years old. It took him 10 hours. I'm fast. So 7 years. So by me, the puzzle, Baruch Hashem, got together. The Gemara says, I also brought down Shulchan Aruch. Marry me if I'm a complete tzaddik. Really, he's a complete Rasha. Marry me if I'm a complete tzaddik. She's married. Why? The person thought in his heart, that moment, that I'll be a tzaddik. Just he thought for a moment, he's a tzaddik at that moment. What's a complete tzaddik? He has a thought of tshuva. He wants to return to Hashem. Shemayim says tzaddik. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know how to put on tefillin. He doesn't know how tefillin look. He's a complete tzaddik. So you see, they judge a person according to what he wants, not according to what he does. The Chazal, the Shulchan Aruch. I said another chiddush on Shabbos. They judge a man. It took me a while till the puzzle put came together. I knew this already, until I understood it has to do with this. They judge a man according to his will. Chazal explicitly. So the level of a man is his will. What's his level? He's a complete tzaddik. In reality, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know what Hashem wants, but he wants Hashem. So what is this? What is that? He has no idea. He doesn't know Allah. He doesn't know anything. He has no idea. He doesn't know. The minimum of minimum, he doesn't know. He doesn't know tefillin, he doesn't know anything. This guy in Chuzar is told about. Everywhere I went, they were checking my blood pressure. I don't know what they were doing. Wherever I went, they were checking my blood pressure. I went to the hotel, they checked my blood pressure. I don't know. The whole country, they're checking people's blood pressure. He didn't even know whether they're spilling. But he knows one thing. He wants Hashem. What we said, we spoke about it. The complete will is when he prays about it. Hashem, please make me, have mercy on me. I should marry. That's the completeness of will. Not just to leave it in your heart, express it on your mouth, in words. It's all wills. In the mouth, express it out in the mouth. More chidush. Grab onto the point. Hashem wants us to want. Hashem wants you to want. And that you could do always. Start wanting. Now I can come close to the work of prayer. Every word, Ashivenu, make us every word of Shmoneh Esrei, think the Tefillah, think the Hillel. I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you bother to do it? How long you bother to do it? And that will open already the way for prayer. If you know that the desire is the main thing, now I understand what the Gemara says. And the highest thing is prayer. Why? Because the prayer is already the will. Now I understand the story with the story. The Bala told the Magid Mezrich, say Torah. He said, I don't know what to say. I can say one thing. A Jew needs will. And Magid told him, if you talk about will, I have nothing else to tell you. Why? Because will is higher than the whole Torah. If you reach a place that's called Ratzon, it's Meketa, it's higher than the whole Torah. The Torah is supposed to lead you to have to want Hashem. And if you're already in the wanting, I have nothing else to say, he told him. The person should know. Someone writes that. It brings a proof there from the Zohar that it's all will. It's nothing to do with what your actions are. Doesn't say you won't have just stand an apartment. You'll have a nice apartment. Someone asked if they put CDs in the post in the people's mailboxes. Is it good? He said it's good, but it's not good because. People are not gonna. Maybe someone's not gonna listen. We don't know.
Okay.
First smile is.
Baruch Hashem.
Merited. The Kol Ha'ora upstairs does wonderful things. And a few courses are opening up in Hebrew. Also in English. Even if someone's never going to work in this job, it's good to learn and get tested for it. He'll know a lot about it, whatever he's learning, courses that they're doing. First thing is, what we did already, Tarat HaMishpacha. They have it also in English. The second course is for kashrus, but it's only in Hebrew. For kashrus. What? Everyone should be smart and take advantage of that this place is offering this. It's only that's the first thing. There's a thing called Kol Breslev. Is it Avach? Naftali ben Dafna. Hashem will give him a Poshlema. Naftali ben Daphna, everyone has to daven for him. And his son is going through a lot of very expensive medication and stuff. And everyone wants to donate, and they don't have any money. Can help them there by Ravosh afterwards. This is the Gmach HaFatza. People who have a little bit of money, it's very important. What is this Gmach HaFatza? Since Avechim, it's good Avechim. Very talented. They go work in any job. But instead of working, they're going out to HaFatza. And if you went out for 3 hours and you didn't come out with come back money, you write down. Read the Shalom Azol, standing there. I came back with so and so amount of money. He went out, he stood in the junction, or he went and knocked on doors or whatever, and he came back with 20 shekels, 40, 50 shekels, no money. It's a gmach. People will still go, and they'll add up, give whatever certain amount of money to those people who went and did not succeed. And you could donate the money also to help him, help this whole thing work. The Yetzirah has no power to stand against one's will. You have to want. One thing that we spoke here a few times in the yeshiva, Rabbeinu said not to smoke. A few times already I took from people their boxes, they gave it in and everything, and they stopped smoking. Don't be stupid. You'll start smoking. In the beginning, here's a cigarette, there's a cigarette. A cigarette is, you're going to be a slave to the cigarettes. And you're going to go against Albano's word. What is this foolishness? What is this foolishness? Dirties up the air of a Kodesh Baruch. You want to be stupid? Again, the courses, you should address the courses. Give a smile. Also the unpure machines that we people own. All the will is the eyes. A person has not a kosher phone. He's stupid. This guy told me his wife broke his phone, broke his iPhone. And so he started learning, he started doing an Arabic Bodhu. What happened? Boy, he was fine. He didn't go into any bad things in his iPhone.
He was a businessman. He needed it for his work. So his wife broke it for him. And he started learning. What are you? Retarded. You're retarded. Fine. Open retarded school here. Well, not a kosher. Not have a kosher phone. You're allowed to pay for the courses that they're giving in the yeshiva with your meister. Okay. They're giving out fish downstairs. Anyone who's registered is with your kesef.
What kind of fish? Japanese.